Theater of the Mind.
As much as it feels good to vent, I would never do a podcast listing everything that I think is really screwed up in the world because A, there's already quite a few of those out there, and B, it's not like anyone would be interested in listening to me bitch about stuff for several hours a month. But I must admit to one thing in particular that, as Peter Griffin might say, really grinds my gears, and that's the extent to which, quote, political correctness, unquote, has become a suffocating blanket over free expression in our society. Everyone seems to have something, if not several somethings, that offends them, and righteous indignation and public chastisement of anyone who crosses the line have become a new social currency. One area that has always suffered close scrutiny from the sensitivity police is humor. Everyone knows that there are certain jokes you just don't tell in certain company because they're sure to be lambasted as offensive or vulgar, which is, of course, the whole point of the joke to begin with the understanding, of course, that the person hearing it understands that no actual harm is meant. Any bit of humor that bumps up against a serious or emotionally charged subject may be met with an angry glare and a hiss of, "That's not funny." Comedians like Andy Kaufman, Gilbert Gottfried, and Andrew Dice Clay built hugely successful careers out of pushing people's buttons. Perhaps there's something cathartic about dark or inappropriate humor. Laughing at something that scares or bothers us is one way to take the sting out of it and lessen its impact on our lives. It's kind of reminiscent of how Halloween and horror take some of the power away from our fears by celebrating them in a safe way. In that way, Haunter's use of death and atrocity as a form of entertainment really kind of flows along the same lines as joking about them. And yet, some haunters bristle at the use of humor, or even outright comedy, in haunting, as something sacrilegious. Many people use humor in their haunts to some extent, and are incredulous at the idea that making people laugh will somehow taint the experience. Some, like me, are contradictory about it. Graveyards, for example, are sacrosanct to me, and I hate goofy epitaphs on tombstones. I might have a couple of juvenile skeletons in propeller beanies playing seesaw on an undertaker's shovel, but you will never see Ben Dover or my remains on any stone in a graveyard of my design. It begs many haunters to ask the immortal question, "Why so serious?" After all, the ultimate goal of haunting is entertainment. Naturally, the primary source of that is assumed to be scares, but it doesn't have to be. At least not all the time. Some haunts actually work best with comedy as the main feature. Attractions like Disney's Haunted Mansion and Southern California's Boney Island Yard Haunt became enormously popular, and they're not scary, they're cartoony and fun. Home haunters who get a lot of younger kids are going to get a lot of bang for their buck going this route, because the imagery maintains the spooky themes but in a non-threatening way, so the little ones have a merry old time while cementing the creepy symbolism into their little minds and ensuring that Halloween takes its place as their favorite holiday of the year, which is where it belongs. As they grow older, their appreciation of more adult thematic content will likewise mature, and the next generation of Halloween fanatics is secured. Meanwhile, adults who don't get into the whole horror thing still find something to enjoy about it and praise the effort for its entertainment value instead of turning up their noses and declaring it as pointless. But hey, most haunters like to scare people. Many haunters don't want to be known as cute or funny. They want to induce nightmares and hear people screaming and see them trying to escape. Trust me, I get it. I'm with you. And a pro haunter whose haunt is an independent attraction that's not a feature in a full package deal like a theme park is generally not going to go the pure comedy route, because by and large, if people are going to pony up hard-earned cash to go into a haunted house, they're expecting to get scared, and if they don't get that, they'll feel they didn't get their money's worth. But that doesn't rule humor out as a valuable trick in the haunter's bag. I mentioned in a long-ago episode of Hauntcast that the haunter could be likened to a whip performer. Haunters like hearing people scream, and whipsters like getting that crack sound when they throw a whip. But there's so much going on in a show, and so many elements to the performance, that if you get completely hung up on getting that payoff sound, you end up neglecting all the other enjoyable aspects of the show and falling short of its entertainment potential. Laughs and screams are not mutually exclusive, and there's no reason why both can't coexist. In fact, when well executed, they can be mutually supportive. Keeping people's fear level cranked up to 11 seems like a logical and noble goal, but it's not easy to do consistently with a mixed crowd. Some people will maintain a high level of anxiety that gives them a hair trigger throughout the entire haunt for your scare actors to exploit. Those people are a lot of fun. Others, however, can reach a sort of plateau where they start to go numb and need the shock value amped up higher and higher to keep getting a rise out of them. Still others in the same group may not actually be scared at all and are getting most of their enjoyment from watching their more timid companions freak out. The haunt, for them, becomes a comedy show, with their companion as the headliner. Since you know from the get-go that some of the people in the haunt aren't afraid and aren't going to be, why not accommodate them directly and give them a few laughs to go with the cool artwork? A haunt actor with wit and comedic timing is pure gold. Granted, many scares are best done purely as dark and scary, and the actor that provides the most menace is going to get the best response. But once again, we know that not everyone is going to respond with fear, and a scare actor that doesn't get any rise out of his or her intended victim is in the same unenviable boat as the comedian who bombs a joke on stage and is greeted with silence. That awkward pause not only takes the haunt-goer even further out of the moment atmospherically, it can kind of take the wind out of the actor's sails. And from the actor's perspective, when you have to stay cranked up and over the top all night, discouragement can have a negative effect on performance. If, however, said actor has an over-the-top characterization or shtick to immediately slip into upon not getting the big startle, and he or she can seamlessly go from threat to caricature, the awkwardness is avoided and a failed scare becomes just a crazy surprise. If you know you can't scare them or freak them out, make them laugh and send them on. The energy level of the group is kept high as they're moved along, and both audience and performer manage to keep having fun without uncomfortable interruption. This is where the actors in a haunt really benefit by taking the time in advance to fully flesh out their characters' identities. Character development doesn't have to be about playing a scripted part in a specific story. It's mostly about just having a sense of who you are, so that when, not if, but when, things don't go according to plan, you know what your character's going to do or say next without thinking about it, and your performance doesn't get derailed. Humor doesn't have to be thought of as strictly a backup for a failed scare. It may seem counterintuitive, but a bit of judiciously applied comic relief can actually reinforce the fright value. As I mentioned earlier, while some people get progressively more afraid after being frightened several times, many people's threshold levels will actually get higher, and they will require scares that are more and more intense to get a good rise out of them. They get desensitized to pop-ups and boo startles, and start to look for the setups, and get pretty good at predicting when something is going to come out at them. The best way to disrupt that process of protective reasoning is to get them reacting emotionally in a completely unrelated way, and humor does an excellent job of that. Laughter may seem like the complete opposite of fright, but it's not. It's more like a parallel. It's still an excited state. You scare them. Their heart is racing, their nerves are jangled, and their thought processes are a bit wild and uncoordinated. You then follow that up with something ridiculous, and while they're momentarily not feeling threatened, they're still revved up with adrenaline and reacting emotionally instead of rationally, and not steeled up for the next scare, which makes it the perfect moment to drop the next bomb on them. One place in the haunt that really benefits from the actor with good comedic improv skills is the queue line. Line actors have a really enviable position in the haunt. They get to move around the most and can pretty much do whatever they want. In pro haunts, the actors with the funniest routines are almost always in the queue line. As a queue actor, you can harass and embarrass people, scare the crap out of them in front of their friends, much to the amusement of the crowd, and just contribute to an overall upbeat atmosphere of anticipation. This goes beyond the obvious benefits of giving your customers a good entertaining experience. Sometimes the lines can be long, and people can get cranky waiting in line. If they paid to go into the haunt, they can get downright indignant because they didn't shell out money to stand around with nothing happening. It can feel like being ignored by the waiter at a restaurant. Having some entertainment while they wait can prevent them from getting too restless, and having some laughs can keep the mood positive. You don't want people entering the haunt in an ugly mood. Many a haunt actor can attest to the hazards inherent in that. Finally, one application of humor more than any other is critical to the haunter, and that's the sense of humor maintained by the haunter him or herself. Lest you forget, we got into this because we think it's fun. And in the zero hour when things aren't going according to plan, it's pretty easy for the haunter to lose spirit and start taking things personally. Maintaining a sense of fun and having the ability to laugh things off can make all the difference in the world when little catastrophes develop, and they almost always do. If a little merriment and jocularity has been part of the grand scheme of things all along, it's a little easier to roll with the punches when a glitch occurs. At this late point in the haunt season, home haunters are in the home stretch finishing up, and pros are already in full operation, so things like humorous epitaphs or goofy-looking props and characters probably aren't going to happen this year if they haven't already been built. But that sense of humor is a tool that can be applied at any time, to any haunt, at any stage, through its acting and direction. And it adds a potential degree of resiliency and adaptability that can save a haunter's proverbial bacon during the often stressful operation. So, as each day approaches, remember, you enjoy this stuff. We do it because it's fun. And in the grand scheme of things, face it, it's kind of silly. The amount of time, effort, and expense that goes into making a haunt can be outrageous. And ultimately, what are we doing? We're playing with puppets. Even if you're a pro haunter and you have all the serious decisions of the business world surrounding your operation, the fundamental essence of what you went into business to do is kind of goofy, so hang on to that. Don't let your knickers get into so much of a twist that you wring all the fun out of it. We may be enacting scenarios of death and tragedy and terror, but seriously, when you get down to it, we're just playing with puppets. You and your patrons can all enjoy the benefits of a good laugh at the Reaper's expense. After all, he's going to have the last laugh eventually anyway, so let's all enjoy ours while we can. Keep the ghost light burning, be safe, and have fun. From the Theater of the Mind, this is Revenant, and from the bottom of my blackened little heart, I wish you all happy Halloween.
I'm going now. Heaven help you.
Please like and follow the podcast. Stalk us on Instagram, Facebook, and YouTube. Links in the description. And help us by sharing Hauntcast with all your haunt and Halloween brethren. Until next time, stay scary.